This past week, President Trump delivered his first speech to a joint session of Congress, as well as, of course, the American people, where he addressed a variety of topics. In this segment, we're going to examine what he said and promised regarding terrorism, as well as immigration, both of which are high priorities with the American people. Here with her analysis, what the president has said, as well as the actions he has taken, at least so far, is the president of the Council of Muslims Facing Tomorrow. She's also with the Clarion Project and an author whose books include Their Jihad, Not My Jihad, Raheel Raza. Thank you for being here today, Raheel.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
And, of course, we have these links over at our website, but they are for your listening edification, MuslimsFacingTomorrow.com, ClarionProject.org, and RaheelRaza.com. And one of the many things that President Trump said this past week was, it is not compassionate but reckless to allow uncontrolled entry from places where proper vetting cannot occur. Those given the high honor of admission to the United States, choice wording there, should support this country and love its people and values. We cannot allow a beachhead of terrorism to form inside America. We cannot allow our nation to become a sanctuary for extremists. And he also hinted that they will shortly take new steps to keep America safe, which most people believe will be a reintroduction of an executive order that can withstand court testing, which that is an idea that you are among the very few who have been longtime proponents of, as far as the limitation of immigration into the U.S. based upon country of origin.
Yes, I definitely support this policy because it's about time. The last 8 years of the Obama administration could not even address or articulate the word radical jihadist ideology, leave alone do something about it. And, during that period, the extremists have felt so confident and flexed their muscle and, created so much havoc in the world. So the fact that President Trump has very clearly articulated and, hit the nail on the head by addressing the problem head on and said that we will do something about it. We support that and we look forward to, a future where our borders will be safer.
Curiously, too, you mentioned how previous president was not able to name the enemy. When President Trump did, you saw visibly and heard after strong displeasure by the Democrats of his use of the term radical Islamic terrorism. Very telling.
Very telling because, it's very simple. If there's a virus, you can't treat it unless you first identify it. And our mandate, along with the Clarion Project, is to expose the problem, educate the masses, and then eliminate the threat. So if you can't do the first step, which is expose the problem by talking about it, then you're never going to be able to find a solution to the problem. And so we have to be able to know who the enemy is, exactly as you say. And the enemy, by the way, is, are the ones who have said very clearly that they hate the West and that they are going to attack the West. These are not our words. It's not that America or the West is at war with the extremists. The extremists are at war with the West because they hate our values of freedom, of expression, of, liberty, of women's equality. And so we have to be very cognizant and recognize where the threat is coming from, and only then we can tighten our borders and make them safer.
You mentioned, too, how ISIS, Al-Qaeda, the many collective
faces, yes.
They're still labeled lone wolves, strangely enough, but fortunately now that tide will certainly be turning, but They don't keep their intent and their feelings and their desires a secret, but yet in the previous administration, we had people like then Secretary of State John Kerry say, well, we just sit down and negotiate with these people. Well, yeah, negotiate with them. They'll take what you give them, then they'll kill you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't know whether it's naivety or ignorance, but, to make statements like negotiate with them, excuse me, they are not ready to sit around a table and negotiate. They're evil. They want to kill not only people in the West who are not Muslim, but also Muslims who don't agree with them. And they have done that. So, they've created absolute havoc. And it is really important to identify who they are, what the problem is. They call themselves by many different names. And as you said, they have absolutely no qualms about saying that they are at war with the West. But, the regressive left in the West, the white liberal guilt, has created so much political correctness, doesn't allow our leaders, or did not in the past allow our leaders to say anything, but now there is a change. there is a change in policy, and I believe it's a very positive step in the right direction.
We're talking with Raheel Raza, who is the president of the Council of Muslims Facing Tomorrow. She's also with the Clarion Project. Author, her books include Their Jihad, Not My Jihad, MuslimsFacingTomorrow.com, ClarionProject.org, and RaheelRaza.com. Yes, we have the links over at our website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And we talk about how things are in the process of changing over to more comprehension and addressing the situation. Are we starting to see a similar situation happen in France with the impending changing in leadership over there? Because obviously Germany still doesn't get it. Angela Merkel, with her open borders, maybe England and Great Britain is starting to get the idea, but is maybe France the first in Europe to maybe realize the obvious?
Well, the situation in Europe is very different. You know, the dynamics in Europe of the relationship between the mainstream leadership and the Muslim communities is very different because of colonization and because, you know, years of socioeconomic issues. And the only thing we can say, and I was in France two months ago, and the situation was very troubling. What we don't want is that the Muslim of free speech react in such a way that, you know, extremists from the right also pop up, and then, of course, it just continues the cycle of negativity. What we need to do is look at the example of Europe and say that we don't want this happening in America. You know, Europe is an absolutely critical example of what happens when you just push the problems under the carpet. You don't address them head on. Law enforcement and legal systems are not trained to deal with the problems of you know, honor-based violence, of extremism, of radicalization, and then it just erupts into this you know, time bomb of problems. We don't want that to happen in North America, and we must be very cognizant of that. So I wrote a piece after my return from Europe and said, we don't want this here. But the only way we can stop that from happening is to have somebody like Mr. Trump at the helm who will address the problem head on. And, you know, he is putting policies into place. Hopefully, this will clean up some of the problems and will allow us to hold our heads up high and say we are doing something.
You mentioned how you and many others with the Clarion Project and others, not enough, unfortunately, but there is a growing voice who is stepping up to speak the truth. The reaction you get when you lay out the facts before people is not always one of comprehension. It's still one of sometimes very adamant objection and ignorance to what you're presenting.
Well, you know that the anti-Trump movement is very well orchestrated. It's very well funded. It borders on hysteria. So it doesn't matter what he says, or it doesn't matter what his supporters say. They will always find something negative. But we have to look at the long-term future of the country. Yes, you know, the Clarion Project has a wonderful tagline. They say, challenging extremism, promoting dialogue and human rights. What we have to do is promote that dialogue. We must always challenge extremism because extremism is evil, no matter where it's coming from. But we must also promote dialogue and human rights. And the Clarion Project does this by interviewing and by putting forth the voices of progressive liberal Muslims and by giving them and no other think tank does that. I don't think any other think tank in the world does this. There are a lot of people who do speak out against radicalization, but to give voice to reformist Muslims, to give voice to the alternate narrative, because that is the only solution. The only solution is the one that will come from within the Muslim communities, because we are the ones who have to stand up and say extremism, radicalization is evil. They have hijacked my faith. They have stolen it and reproduced it as a very mutated evil ideology. And if I don't stand up and speak out, you will always be called a racist or a bigot if you speak out. So it's really important that our voices are heard, and this is what the Clarion Project does, and I'm very proud to work with them.
As well you should be, and the many others who stand for the facts. I want to just wrap up. You're going to be in the New York City region from March 8th to the 14th. What are some of your plans? What is the mission of your visit, I guess we would say?
Well, I'm there for the Censored Women's Film Festival, and this is what has come out of the film documentary Honor Diaries that was made by the Clarion Project. We now have a yearly and now sometimes twice a year film festival in which we screen films that have that deal with taboo subjects and have had pushback in the mainstream. So they're short films. They come from all over the world. It's absolutely fantastic. from Iran, from Afghanistan, from countries where the filmmakers sometimes can't come themselves. We screen those films. We have panels. We have discussions. This is happening at Brooklyn University, and I'm going to be there to speak and to be part of a panel and to actually prove the point that it is the women who are going to bring about change in the world. And I don't mean this as being offensive to men. It's just that in the Muslim majority countries, it is the women who are speaking out. It is the women who are bringing about change.
And certainly because it is the women who are most, everyone is in those societies, but the women suffer the most suffocation under...
Well, they do. And they're, of course, the mothers and the nurturers and the teachers. And so, educating them is vitally important. And also it gives us a chance to show the world that even in Muslim-majority societies, there is some wonderfully positive work happening, and we have to support the voices of those who are trying to reach out, who are trying to bring about change.
So if you can make your way to that film festival this coming week, by all means do so. We'll be educational, to say the least, and to learn more about Raheel's work, you can go to MuslimsFacingTomorrow.com as well as the ClarionProject.org. That she is the president of the Council of Muslims Facing Tomorrow with the Clarion Project, author. Her books include Their Jihad, Not My Jihad. Raheel Raza, always an education, pleasure speaking with you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.